ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific Island countries have been pressing the Australian government for years to allow kava to be imported on a commercial basis. And now, after a number of false dawns, the door is open for Australian businesses to apply for commercial kava import licences on a trial basis. But as the government rolls out the red carpet, those importers say it could take months of work to meet the new regulations, and that means eating up valuable time during what is a short two-year trial. Mackenzie Smith reports.
The Australian government's given the green light to commercial kava imports. It's been welcome news for Australia's Pacific community, which has struggled with booming prices for the traditional drink in recent months. The closed international border meant the product couldn't be brought legally. Up until now, people have only been able to bring in 4 kilograms for their personal use. Potential exporters in the region are also clearly keen. During a government video conference for the launch, the chat was flooded with messages from kava growers offering their goods. But according to one importer, it might not be so simple. The secretary of the Brisbane Tongan community, Lelehua Fa'onevai, says it could take months to bring importers and farmers in the region in line with new Australian regulations.
It's a great opportunity. We're truly grateful. Wish we had more info like 6 months before so we could plan because we were looking to build our own small warehouse and support farmers in Tonga, but just don't know what we were required to then provide.
Registered businesses in Australia can apply to import Kavra's food as long as they meet biosecurity and food standard requirements. Officials say permits will take around 20 working days to process. Kava sold must also show warnings to use in moderation and that it may cause drowsiness. But Lelehua Fa'onevai says the regulations aren't user-friendly.
I now have to go and have a look on my own personal time around other work commitments and family and so forth to look at how do we go about applying for the approvals.
Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Zed Seselja, says the government will be helping anyone wanting to be involved in the trial, and he expects the first imports shortly after Christmas.
We don't expect it to take months. We expect it to be a matter of weeks. So I think that will give ample time for the pilot to really take effect and for kava to be imported. And I think that'll be a great thing. And I think there'll be a lot of excitement about that. We are keen to work with the industry, with stakeholders, to make sure that process is as seamless as possible.
Another hurdle for the kava pilot are state and territory governments, who will get the final say on whether the drink can be sold in their jurisdictions. Kava imports were banned when there were worries it was being abused in some remote Indigenous communities. The Northern Territory Police told the ABC it remains concerned the pilot could harm vulnerable families and increase illegal trade. It also says it sought the federal government's help to engage with the local communities to decide whether trading licences will be granted. But Minister for the Pacific, Zed Seselja, says he understands the Northern Territory won't be part of the pilot.
We're very conscious of those issues that have been raised, and we take them very seriously, and that's part of the reason we're doing it as a trial, to make sure that we take account of concerns that have been raised by some in the Indigenous community, but also allow those who come from the Pacific Islands, who have a strong connection to the Pacific Islands, to be able to pursue their cultural heritage.
Mr. Seselja says he understands all other Australian states support the move to allow commercial kava imports, and he expects the pilot will lead to permanent legislative changes.
What we'd like to see is for the pilot to be a success and lead, hopefully, to a long-term commercial importation industry, for two main reasons. One, because of the importance to Pacific communities, both here in Australia and overseas, in a cultural sense, but two, because of the economic benefits. And we know that there's been some significant economic impacts in the region in the last couple of years as a result of COVID.
Australian government officials believe there is growing demand for kava in the country. Lachlan Parsons, a policy officer with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, told this week's information session that a lot's changed since kava imports were banned.
In Australia has more than doubled since 2007. And we also have a much larger Pacific labour mobility population in Australia as well. So it's safe to say that the market is likely to be much larger. And also the kava industry in kava growing countries has also evolved and grown significantly in that time since 2007. So Part of the carver pilot will be getting a good sense of how big the market in Australia actually is.
An urgent review has also been undertaken as part of the pilot to see if Australia's food standards code needs to be updated.